We'll be back to the Sunrise Morning Show in just a little bit, but first, it's 7:21 at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLuhl, and this morning I'll be talking with Deacon Steve Greco, executive producer of Jesus Thirst, The Miracle of the Eucharist. This movie opens today nationwide and will be shown in 28 theaters in the Atlanta metro. And really, the fact is, deep within each human soul, there's an intense craving for connection, purpose, and love, a thirst that only God can satisfy. But the question remains, how does one fulfill this yearning? I am excited to learn more about this movie and how it can help us and those we love fulfill this yearning. So, Deacon Steve, welcome to The Quest.
Well, thank you, Allison. I am incredibly excited to be on your show. And yes, this movie, Jesus Thirst, is just absolutely amazing in terms of our understanding how much Jesus loves us through the Eucharist and through the Mass.
And it's so true. So, Deacon, can you share a little bit about yourself and how the Lord led you to work in this essential evangelization with faith-filled movies?
Well, I am director of evangelization formation for the Diocese of Orange. It doesn't take rocket science to figure out where we are in terms of church attendance now versus 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Yes.
I'm responsible for youth and young adults, as well as all adult catechesis and education. And bottom line is this, we are in crisis.
Amen.
And in crisis, we've got to do something. So we basically started this program called Jesus Thirst for America. And we've gone to 7 different locations. And we talk about the critical nature of all of us saying yes to the Lord. And not just partially, but to be all the way in. And all the way in loving the Mass and understanding the real presence of Jesus. And so in this movement, we had Jim Wahlberg, brother Mark Wahlberg, actually film some of our events. And we sat down after a few events and said, there's a movie here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a critical nature in the midst of Eucharistic revival that we show from the very earliest of times, reenactments of how much Jesus loved us by giving us body, soul, blood, and divinity of himself. So we put together this movie with unbelievable experts such as Scott Hahn, Curtis Martin, Chris Stefanik, Dr. Tim Gray, the Marian Fathers. We have put together a cast that is unbelievable, and it's being co-sponsored by the Diocese of Orange and also supported by all the bishops. We have the Most Reverend Andrew Cousins, who is the bishop an executive director of the National Eucharistic Revival. So we have all of these people in the film. It's unbelievable. People are crying at the end of the film. They're saying, I will never look at the Mass the same again. I'll never look at Eucharist the same again. I can't wait to go to adoration. Mm. I can't wait to go to Mass. The Mass is such a gift for us. And yet 2/3 of the people still think that, well, maybe it's symbolic. Maybe I don't really believe it. There's some doubts, because if there wasn't, we wouldn't have in our lifetime 50 million Catholics who have left the church.
Yes.
We wouldn't have people just attending once in a while. We'd be going to daily Mass as often as we can. We'd be going to frequent adoration. And that's what this movie propels you to do, to be so excited about Jesus and so excited about the Eucharist. That literally, it's life-changing.
I love hearing that, and it's true. I mean, here at our studio, we have the Blessed Sacrament exposed right now, and I mean, it's amazing to be in his presence, and the desire to want to impact lives and show them the way, the truth, and the life, how Jesus is present in the Eucharist, it's the greatest gift we have as Catholics.
And we need to be Eucharistic evangelists. I'm asking your listeners, go to JesusThirstFilm.com. Tonight, you can literally go and see it yourself. In most theaters, it's 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. We have 4 p.m. because we are partnering with all Catholic schools around the country.
That's wonderful.
So if you have a child in Catholic school, bring them tonight or tomorrow. Again, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 p.m., 7 p.m. in most theaters. And on Thursday, we have a special focus on the Hispanic subtitles, because we have a focus on Hispanics, we have a focus on Vietnamese, but the primary focus for everybody is metanoia, is a transformation. So give yourself a great gift. go and see it, but bring people with you. Mm-hmm. Be that evangelist. Bring a group with you. When that happens, you're just going to be on fire for Jesus Christ like never before.
We are with Deacon Steve Greco, the executive producer of Jesus Thirsts. So, Deacon, how did you all figure out that this was that perfect time for the movie to be created and played here at the beginning of June?
Well, the Lord did it. I mean, we're in the midst of Eucharistic revival. We're in the midst of transformation. And we went with Phantom Events. We're in 1,100 theaters. You mentioned how many are in your area showing the film. And basically, they scheduled it.
Praise God.
They scheduled it. And by the way, with Corpus Christi this Sunday.
Yes, yes.
Last Sunday was Corpus Christi. I mean, what an opportunity.
Absolutely.
As it relates to this, here we are on this Tuesday. And what an opportunity, again, to live out our faith of really believing in the Eucharist.
And to glorify him on this feast day. Yeah, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I mean, it doesn't get better than that when it comes to the timing that the Lord made possible for all of this to take place.
Exactly. The Sacred Heart of Jesus, so much. It's so critical that we say yes to him. You know, one of the most important things for me as I reflect upon scriptures, the third chapter of Revelation, the Church of the Laodicea, in which God says, I wish you were either cold or hot, but because you're neither cold or hot, but lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. Are we on fire for Jesus Christ?
And if we're not?
If we're not, we got to do something about it.
How can this movie open the eyes of those viewers in the world that, you know, that seems lost in many cases, and it's a lot of it's materialistic and just like a lack of Christ, you know, in a few bullets, like how can this make an impact on those lives that are going to be watching it?
Well, first of all, Father Chris Alar said for 350 years before the Bible was actually written, people were celebrating the Mass, the Eucharist, for 350 years from the time of Christ, number one. Number two, you see Eucharistic miracles in the film. If you're not familiar with Eucharistic miracles, you'll see Lanciano, you'll see Paul.
Wow.
So you'll see the actual host being turned into the actual blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The other thing is that for young people, you're going to see young people through the SEEK conference, through the Focus Ministry, so on fire for Jesus Christ. You're going to see the Sisters of Life who go all throughout New York and bring people into St. Patrick's Cathedral, so on fire. You're going to see people who truly believe in the real presence and how it changes their life. So if you want your life changed for the better, you've tried it your way. How's it working out for you? Bottom line is this. Try Jesus. Put Jesus at the center of your life. Go see the movie. Bring friends. Go to Mass more frequently. Go to adoration, reconciliation. You'll never regret it.
Amen. And I know you said it earlier, Deacon, in our talk, but can you let us know again where we can go to get more information about the locations as well as more information about the movie?
JesusThirstsFilm.com. You can buy tickets. You can look at our resource page. You can get all kinds of things in terms of resources to hand out your friends. You know, again, June 4th, 5th, and 6th, this is the time right now. You go tonight, make it happen, go again tomorrow. But bottom line, JesusThirstsFilm.com.
Deacon Steve Greco, executive producer of Jesus Thirst, The Miracle of the Eucharist. This movie opens today and will also be in theaters June 5th and 6th. It's 729 here at AM 1160 The Quest. I'm Allison DeLule, and the Sunrise Morning Show continues now on AM 1160 The Quest.